Steve did such a great job last year getting it out, and the AP picked it up. It went on television and everything, and the prison was so excited about that that they spread it through the whole prison. And last year there was 3 people that did it, and this year they had 10 to 12 that did it. And instead of just necklaces and that, this year we had someone crocheting hats, 9 beautiful crocheted hats. We had 21 leather purses that they made for young children, leather. 44 wow. necklaces, 6 crocheted purses for young kids, and 34 leather billfolds that can be used for an adult or a young child, 9 stocking caps, 15 leather bracelets, 2 sets of earrings, and 2 key bobs. And this stuff is just beautiful. And these prisoners, they make $2.50 a day, and they take their own money and buy supplies to make this stuff. And they gave it to the Salvation Army in Valley City. And this year they also gave some to the Ronald McDonald House in Fargo. And because I told them we would have a hard time distributing all of that. And we're having help distributing it through the Ministerial Association and the Santa Cops and Kids. Dana is going to help us out. And so we'll get it to the most needy people out there. It's heartwarming what these prisoners have done. They've done some terrible things in their life, and they regret it. The Holy Spirit, Steve, has touched their hearts, and they want to give back. And it's their way of making them have a Merry Christmas. Many of them don't have family that are in contact with them anymore. They've kind of given up on them. Many of them, their families are gone. So this is their way of celebrating Christmas, and we just truly appreciate it, and we're happy that God has become part of their life and that they want to show people love. So, and that's what they're doing, and we're just so lucky to be able to be part of it. And